The devil did not need matter. He needed only to have us believe in it. He did not need loss, disease, fear, hate, ingratitude, envy, dishonesty, etc. He needed only to have us believe in them and indulge in them. God never gave them power, and they have only the power we give them in belief. Mrs. Eddy told us years ago that, quote, there is no matter, close quote, but mortal false belief objectified. This is the day of hypnotism, mesmerism, and propaganda. The television, radio, and press have given them great impetus and many possibilities of promotion. There are liberated powers of mortal mind, wickedness in high places, mental assassination, mental manipulation, etc. What it formerly did ignorantly, it now does intentionally and maliciously. The cunning, subtle methods of mesmerism, hypnotism, mass manipulation, and brainwashing, destroying and breaking every precept of the Decalogue and every moral law of justice and right, must rebound upon themselves. The Christ consciousness cannot be destroyed. It is the source of all intelligence and law. We must be awake and alert, think clearly and knowingly. This Christ mind is saying to us today, claim your heritage of freedom and joy as children of God, and, like the prodigal son, say, quote, I will arise and go to my Father, close quote, mind. Dispel the material sense and let the eye, the only eye there is, go to the Father mind. Man is not self-made, nor does he reach perfection by states and stages of growth inspired by personal effort. Jesus said, quote, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? Close quote. It is by the unfoldment of the fact that God made man perfect, and that he exists at the standpoint of perfection, that he gains his stature as a man of principle. If in Christian Science we are not progressing, not gaining a clearer sense of our likeness to God, we will continue tilling the soil of material sense testimony. Denying error does not make error unreal, nor does our affirmation of truth make truth more powerful. These mental gyrations of the human mind are powerless to heal or to supply our needs. We must silence the material sense and enter into the closet of spiritual being. The belief in error is all there is to it. It is not saying words that heal, but it is knowing the omnipresence of God and man's likeness to him. We do not build character, but through unfoldment, we recognize our real selfhood as God's expression, and this reveals true character. Quote, now are we the sons of God, close quote, is the ceaseless demand to to rise higher. That is character building. Quote, Christ presents the indestructible man whom Spirit creates, constitutes, and governs. Christ illustrates that blending with God, his divine principle, which gives man dominion over all the earth. Close quote. Then, when talking of life, truth, and love, we are not talking about something separate and apart from us, but we are gaining a true realization of our real being. Do not think about mind, God, but think as mind thinks. See as mind sees. Have as mind has. Do not let the television and radio do your thinking for you. The mentality that sees animal magnetism and malpractice as a person or a great power cannot handle it, but is handled by it. If you say it is a person, it becomes your personal sense, and you are giving it body. If you do this, how can you then say that man is eternally God's image, or that God is all power and all presence? We must know that there is no mortal mind to produce such a false phenomenon, no mortal man to manifest it, and no one to see it or fear it. Disease is mesmeric. The moment some disease is mentioned or described, one experiences a dread, a fear, a diseased mental condition. It is an imposed belief, an imposition, a purely human invention. Going from the sublime to the ridiculous, did you ever see a cat angry? You have noticed how it bows up its back. Now, you would not give it a treatment for the hump on its back, nor the curvature of its spine, would you? In Revelation, we read, quote, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him and he with me. Close quote. How wonderful to feel that God is ever at the door of our consciousness, knocking. Remember, the latch is on our side. We must hear the voice and open the door of our consciousness. Thinking of his being there and your being there is atonement. You have something to do with your thought to enable you to hear his voice and to feel your contact with this divine omnipresence of infinite mind. You have to open your thought to his presence and adjust your thought to let the divine mind speak or unfold itself to your consciousness. This requires entering into the closet of spirit and closing the door to material sense.